Tereo Ererangi o Te Mānia. This episode was produced in Otatahi by Plains Media, with support from New Zealand On Air.
Let your living water flow over my soul. Let your Holy Spirit come and take.
Welcome, dear listeners, to another episode of Living Scriptures. It's good to be in your space, and thank you for joining us today. If you have missed any of our past episodes, head on to Plains Media and look for Living Scriptures, and then catch up on those past episodes. In today's, we want to look at John chapter 10, verse 10. And we're looking at, it is time to take back what the enemy stole from you. It is time to take back what the enemy stole from you. Do you often feel cheated spiritually by the devil, or that the enemy has stolen something from you? Are you wondering that somewhere you are meant to be in this year, or something that you hope you would have become or achieved this year, you are yet to achieve them? Things like blessings, opportunities, and open doors that you feel you should have achieved have been blocked, or you've been denied access to. My admonition and encouragement for you today is, it is time to take back what the thief stole from you. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the scripture says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly."
Happy Sunday, my dear listeners. Hope this is a beautiful day for you, as it is for us. John Gospel chapter 10, verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I am come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly." Who is he that hath come to give us life? And who is the thief? John Gospel chapter 10, verse 10 tells us about the thief and what he can do. John Gospel chapter 8, verse 44 tells us also who the thief is. The Bible says he is the devil, the liar, and the father of all lies. So I make it bold to tell you that the devil is the thief. He loves to steal from people, and he loves to steal from you in particular, if you allow him. The devil, number two, is by nature a thief. Don't expect anything different from him. By nature, number three, a liar and the father of lies. By nature, number four, a bully and a murderer. What he steals from you and you don't do anything about, he's going to go further to kill. When it kills and you don't still do nothing, it's going to destroy. It is time, my dear friends and listeners, before the end of this year runs out, to take back what the enemy stole from you. It is time to take it back.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is time to take back what the thief, what the devil, what the enemy stole from you. John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. The following story illustrates why the enemy may be stealing, killing, and attempting to destroy what you have. Walking through a park, I passed the massive oak tree. A vine had grown up along its trunk. The vine started small, nothing to bother about. But over the years, the vine had gotten taller and taller. By the time I passed, the entire lower half of the tree was covered by the vine creepers. The mass of tiny feelers was so thick that the tree looked as though it had innumerable birds' nests in it. Now the tree was in danger. This huge, solid oak was quite literally being taken over. The life was being squeezed from it. But the gardeners in that park had seen the danger. They had taken a saw and severed the trunk of the vine, one neat cut across the middle. The tangled mass of the vine's branches still clung to the hook, but the vine was now dead. That would gradually become plain as weeks passed and the creepers began to die and fall away from the tree. How easy it is for sin, which begins so small and seemingly insignificant, to grow until it has a strangly grip on our life. And yet, Christ's death has caught the power of sin. Yes, the creepers of sin still clings and has some effect, but sin's power is severed by Christ. And gradually, sin's grip dries up and falls away. The story is by J. Alistair Brown.
Shalom. to see Jesus. They need to feel Jesus. Because I'm the extension of his hands. I'm the extension of his hands. I'm the courier of grace. I'm the courier of grace. Hey, nations are inside of me. Open up, open up. Destinies are inside of me. Open up. Open up. Open up. My brother got that. Out of the mundane to where I'm ordained for things that we're made. We're made from things unseen. There are realms of glory for my world to see. Dimensions found only in Jesus Christ the Son. Channels of my spirit. I am with the Father. No brothers, no leaders. Let it call unto thee.
Welcome back. John Gospel chapter 10 verse 10 says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I'm come that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly." I'm happy to announce to you, Jesus is the giver of life. Jesus is the giver of life. How do you open your door to the thief? Number one, through wrong associations and location. Being at the wrong place at the right time, or right place at the wrong time, could open your heart or your life to the activities of the thief that we are talking about. The Bible also talked about while men slept in Matthew chapter 13, verse 24 to 25. Psalm 13, verse 3 says that God should deliver me, lest I sleep the sleep of death. If you like sleeping while praying, you like sleeping while hearing the word of God, you are never fervent or, you know, desirous of the glory of God in your heart. You are sleeping spiritually, and you could be hoping to the activities of the thief. If you love sleeping with the enemy, I mean through adultery or fornication. Example is the bed of Delilah in the life of Samson. Then you can't open your destiny for the activities of the thief. Sex is one common area where the enemy or even occultic people can have access to your destiny. We're going to continue this next week, but we'll never like to close without giving somebody the opportunity to become a son and a daughter of God. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ today, why don't you bow down your heads and say, "Lord Jesus, I'm sorry for my sins." As you say that, take this confession of faith with me. "Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins. Please forgive me my sins and give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you into my heart, and I ask you into my life. I ask you to be my Lord and Savior in Jesus' name. Amen."
If you have prayed this prayer from your heart, I can assure you that you are now born again. Welcome to the family of God. Join us this morning at Fresh Anointing International Church, 80 Fitzgerald Avenue, City Center, in Christchurch by 10 a.m. for a life transforming service and prayers if you need one. You can write us at freshanointingchurchnz@gmail.com. Please tell us about your testimony, and you can also ask us a question about today's subject or previous episode. Please like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Anointing International Church NZ, and also on Instagram. This program was brought to you by the gospel theme of the Fresh Anointing International Church, Christ Church. God bless you.
Let your living water flow.